T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Stephen's Hit in the Morning now, 7:45 here on this Wednesday morning, March 25th. Now, three big things.
Three.
Senate reaches a deal over pandemic relief package.
Two.
Sedgwick County Commission stay-at-home order goes into effect with many exemptions.
One.
Confirmed coronavirus cases in Kansas, now 98. Seven in Sedgwick County. Three big things, Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Taking a look at the traffic out there in the Wichita area, still got some fog in the area. It's heavy and heavier in some areas than others, but causing visibility issues out there. So just be aware that in some areas you might be experiencing some fog this morning. Could be slowing things down. Traffic on 98.7 at 1330 KMSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. And online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Morning fog then becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 73 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 50. And then for Thursday, mostly cloudy again. Tomorrow's high 74. Now fog, south wind at 12 miles per hour and 49 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the third year in a row by the Bourbon Review. To go and delivery at the Monarch at My Town To Go. The Monarch, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. The Monarch, 746 Stephen Ted, here on KNSS. Doctors in foreign countries say there might be a new symptom of coronavirus, and while you may not have to worry about your mail containing the virus, you may want to be careful next time you're on a cruise ship.
This is House Call for Health. By now, the most common symptoms of COVID-19 are well known. But health researchers are checking out a couple of new ones. A loss of your sense of smell or taste. Doctors in China, South Korea, and Italy report significant numbers of COVID-19 patients say things don't taste or smell the same. Among those who have experienced this, Utah Jazz Center Rudy Gobert. Also, some reassuring news about your mail and packages you receive. The post office says there's been no evidence of the virus spreading on letters. And both FedEx and UPS say they've been told by the CDC the risk is low. But on a cruise ship, it might be a different story. A new CDC study of the Diamond Princess cruise ship found the virus was still on surfaces of passenger cabins 17 days after the passengers left. These surfaces were deliberately not cleaned to check for this. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A wild ride on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged to its best day since 1933 Tuesday, as Congress and the White House neared a deal to inject nearly $2 trillion of aid into an economy ravaged by the coronavirus. The Dow rose 11.4%, adding nearly 2,113 points, its biggest point gain in history. The S&P 500, which is much more important to most 401k accounts, rose just shy of 210 points, which is huge for that index. Third biggest percentage gain since World War II. The NASDAQ jumped 557 points. So, like I said, kind of a wild ride on Wall Street yesterday. Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores says its founder, Bill Brahm, has died. He was 92. The company announced the death Tuesday. The company says in a statement that Brahm died Monday at his home in Tuttle, Oklahoma. He grew up in a Kansas town. Doesn't say what town was it, Jad? Did you figure that out, what Kansas town he grew up in?
I know that the original farm was in Emporia, but I don't
Near Emporia?
Yeah, but I don't know that was the town.
Yeah, he worked for a small butter and milk processing plant that his father ran. So he was from Kansas. I didn't know that. He inherited the plant, but later sold it. Brom launched the chain bearing his name in 1968 with 22 Oklahoma stores. Chain has grown to nearly 300 stores with locations in Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Arkansas, and Missouri. So the founder of Brom's passing away, and there's a store with the with my grandkids, and if you want to go for ice cream, let's go to Brom's. My dad, it's a Brom's. He frequented the one out on Tyler Road on the west side, and he always went in when he was later in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He loved the milk there. Of course, he's a southeast Kansas kid raised on milk.
Right.
I don't care much for milk, but he liked the milk there. The one with he always said, get the one with the blue cap. That's for me. He knew which milk he liked.
Well, there you go.
So Brom's.
Of course, Brom's intimately tied in with Steffens and Peter Pan ice cream that we all know here and their arrangements about how that all went down. I think as long as Peter Pan and Steffens, there was some agreement that Brahms would not operate in that market, and that's why until that all transpired as a business transaction, we didn't have Brahms in this part of the state.
That
was a business arrangement that started to percolate some of that.
Starbucks is saying it will pay all of its employees for the next 30 days, whether they go to work or not. Coffee chain announced in a blog. Post that all U.S. and Canadian employees would be paid even if their store is closed or if they're otherwise unable to go to work. Starbucks has closed its location to all but drive-through and delivery orders. CEO Kevin Johnson wrote, "We believe no partner should be asked to choose between work and their health." Well, that seems reasonable. And again, of course, Bill Roy was saying yesterday about the folks at Spirit who are going to get a little furlough or time off, not a furlough, but they're going to be paid. That's really good to know. All right, it's 7:51 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And look at the stay-at-home order from the perspective of our own Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the Sedgwick County stay-at-home order is in effect. It specifies which businesses may continue to operate in a list of exceptions. 26 exceptions. Some of the exceptions have specific industry lists. It's too many to talk about here, but you can find a complete list in an online story with a headline, "What Businesses Need to Know About Sedgwick County Stay-at-Home Order." It's at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. Spirit AeroSystems leaders say there could be more layoffs on the way. Spirit followed Boeing's lead and is implementing that 14-day production halt. Spirit says when production does resume, it will align its costs and workforce to the demands it faces at the time. That could, leaders say, mean additional workforce actions. And Wichita-based Foley Equipment has a new CFO in news not related to coronavirus. Steve Liggett takes over as CFO for 20 years. He was a member of a Wells Fargo commercial lending team that included Foley Equipment as a customer. At Foley, Liggett will lead the company's finance operations, including accounting, tax, and credit. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, and of course we say happy birthday to St. Shelley.
How about that?
And Bill Roy.
Hey, Bill. Hey, what you were just saying about Spirit, the company kind of given a warning that the market may look a little different when all this shakes out in a few weeks.
Right. We're doing this 14-day production halt on Boeing commercial airplanes. People will get paid, but we're going to have to take a good hard look at how our operations are going forward.
That may mean
some more layoffs.
Yeah, a lot of uncertainty out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's time for the Steve and Ted sanitizer break here on KNSS.
Oh, good.
I'm squirting the...
Ooh, three squirts. You were doing two. Now you've upped it to three.
I'm trying to keep from dripping it all over myself. Oh, there it goes.
Let me get my sanitizing hand wipes here.
You have some hand wipes?
Yeah. Yeah, here.
Ooh.
Right out of the packet.
This is exciting radio.
Yeah, sanitizing. And I've washed my hands a couple of times this morning. I'm doing my best. Ted, I've seen you using this, too.
We're trying.
You're doing a great job, you and Jet. So, we're trying to set a good example for people out there. Of course, I don't know if you heard St. Shelley on the radio a while ago.
Heard a little bit of it,
telling me that I should be using hand lotion. I kind of draw the line there.
Come on now.
No, I can't do that. Okay, there it is, the Steve and Ted sanitizer break. Just for you out there.
Nice job.
Well done, boys.
This is National Little Red Wagon Day, celebrating memories in the making and One iconic toy wields the power of imagination for adults and children alike as it brings us together to explore, laugh, and play. For nearly 100 years, Radio Flyer has been bringing smiles to kids of all ages with the Little Red Wagon. I confess to you that I don't remember that my brothers and I had a Little Red Wagon when we were growing up. You know, we were fairly poor, as you know. I was actually born in a log cabin. No, I'm kidding, but I don't think we had one. Ted, did you have a Little Red Wagon?
Yes, we did.
You know, the funny thing is, if it's strange, I have one in my garage right now. I guess it was one of the kids, and it stayed home when they left.
Ours was made of wood.
Yeah,
and
they
had removable slats.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the slats.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, man, you had the fancy one then, huh? Wow, yeah. Did you ever have one, Bill?
I had one. And, of course, you could get in it, and you could steer it with that front part.
Yes.
You get in it. You get on top of a steep hill about 200, 300 yards long.
Yeah.
Get up going about 40 miles an hour. Man, that was fun.
Yeah, that, what do you call that thing out front?
It is Bill's childhood is an episode of Jackass.
Exactly.
There you go.
Starts to explain some things.
So much trouble.
So much fun.
The Little Red Wagon.
Helmet. Who needs a helmet?
Yeah, no kidding. I like I said, we didn't have one growing up, but I made sure when my son came along when he was little, he had a Little Red Wagon, and he and his sister had one. So
lots
of
fun.
Celebrating the Little Red Wagon today. All right, thanks, guys. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. We have the latest on a Senate deal and a pandemic relief package. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at a memorable basketball game from this day in history and some the fate of the Summer Olympics. We'll talk about that as well in sports.
Plus entertainment news coming up.
Good entertainment news segment coming up at 8:35 this morning. As always, be here for it.
It's called The Blur. And traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.